Langley had even taken the unusual precaution of buying the houses on each side and moving in the bodyguards and their families, all to protect one man. Joe Rickman was the most cunning and brilliant operative Rapp had ever worked with. They'd known each other for 16 years. At first, Rapp didn't know what to think of him. Rickman was pure vanilla. There wasn't a single physical characteristic about him that was memorable. At 5'10", he was neither tall nor short. His mousy brown hair matched his dull brown eyes, and his weak chin completed the bland lines of his roundish face. On the rare occasion that you heard him speak, he was never animated, and his voice was pure monotone, the kind of thing that could put the most restless baby to sleep. Rickman's forgettable face allowed him to blend in, and those who met him were almost underwhelmed by his presence. For Rickman, that was just fine. Much of his success was built on fools underestimating him. He'd worked for the CIA for 23 years, and it was rumored that he had never set foot inside headquarters. Only a few months earlier, Rapp had asked him if the rumor was true. Rickman responded with a soft smile and said that he'd never been invited. At the time, Rapp took the comment as a self-deprecating attempt at a little levity. Later, he realized